A royal meet and greet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The new king, Charles III, shook hand after hand outside Buckingham Palace a short time ago. Then he walked a long row along the gates of flowers people laid in tribute to his mother the day after Queen Elizabeth died. Bells rang at noon UK time at Westminster Abbey. Other churches across Britain on this first day of 10 days of mourning also did the same. And then there were 96 gun salutes, one for each year she lived. Now, in 3 hours, King Charles will address Britain.
It will obviously be the most consequential speech he has ever made. You would expect, obviously, that he will pay fulsome tribute to his mother. He will also, I would imagine, want to emphasize above all for the British people, continuity and stability.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in London.
Here in Washington, President Biden and the First Lady paid respects to the British Embassy last night, bringing flowers and offering condolences to Britain's ambassador to the United States, Karen Pierce.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. He says the president will attend the Queen's funeral. The accused gunman in Wednesday's shooting spree in Memphis, Tennessee, is due in court this hour. Ezekiel Kelly facing murder charges. 4 people were killed, 3 injured. Earlier in the same city,
a sea of people gathered before the sun came up today in Memphis to run the more than 8-mile route Eliza Fletcher didn't get to finish last Friday. The group, called Let's Finish Eliza's Run, met just before 4:20 a.m., which is the time Fletcher was abducted while training for the Boston Marathon.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fletcher's body was found days later. Her accused kidnapper is now jailed, facing a murder charge. It's a sad morning in Cobb County, Georgia, where 2 sheriff's deputies were ambushed and killed trying to serve a warrant. The 2 suspects now in custody. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
For the 3rd day in a row, stocks are rising. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Dave, stocks are looking to end the week higher for the first time in a month, opening higher after that moment of silence on Wall Street to remember 9/11. Right now, the Dow is up more than 260 points, S&P adding more than 40, NASDAQ climbing over 180 points. The rally we're seeing is pretty broad-based, lifting Regeneron, cybersecurity firm Zscaler, Disney, and Tesla, which says it's looking to build a Texas lithium refinery. Energy shares also to the upside, Dave.
Yeah, Lillian, the price of oil is up. It's up more than $2. It's back over 86 bucks a barrel. Gas is down another penny. It's fallen 87 straight days from the record. Now $1.28 less. AAA's national average for regular, just under $3.74 per gallon. The show must go on at a lot of movie theaters in the U.S., despite going through bankruptcy.
Cineworld, the parent company of movie theater chain Regal Cinemas, filed for a Chapter 11 reorganization to reduce debt, but it's planning to keep theaters open and continue its operations. It just crossed a major milestone in that process. It has received bankruptcy court approval for funding to support its operations while it reorganizes. That means it'll be able to pay its employees and continue their benefits, as well as paying vendors and suppliers. Cineworld has 747 locations with more than 9,100 screens in 10 countries. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
They're happy in Buffalo.
34, Allen stepping up and now floating it downfield, and Diggs is behind the secondary. Stumbles, but brings it in.
Josh Allen threw 3 TD passes and ran for a score, leading the Buffalo Bills past the defending champion Rams on NBC 31-10 in the NFL season opener. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.